Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought on this Friday afternoon. I'm Gretchen Gondek, and in studio is Dave Winslow, formerly of KTIV and now proprietor of the Jackson Street Brewing Company. Hi, Dave. I think I watched you on television. I don't know that we've ever interfaced in person.
I've seen your picture on social media. That's about it.
I'm so sorry.
I like the glasses especially. They fit you very well.
Oh, well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about how long have you been running Jackson Street Brewing? And I've got some other questions, but let's start with that.
Well, the business was opened in July of 2015. Our goal, it was a lofty goal, was to get open in time for Ragbri, just because Ragbri doesn't come through Sioux City once every 5 years or more. So the goal was, it was a lofty goal. We tried to do it, and we literally opened the day. We got our approval, temporary approval, health inspection, the day we opened, or the night before. We did a soft open the night before, so it was kind of a crazy thing to do. But so it's a little bit less than 2 years ago.
And this was sort of started with Swimming with Sharks, mm-hmm. Briarcliff University, and the Sioux City Go
Innovation Market. Yeah.
Right. So you entered those contests, and you've had great success with that.
Yeah, yeah. We did a lot of grant opportunity seeking. We worked actually with Western Iowa Tech too. The Small Business Development Center gave us a little bit of money to help get incorporated as a business. So can't say we did this all on our own. You know, those things kind of, this Sioux City has had a good influence, just the different organizations on encouraging entrepreneurs and people starting businesses, which is very, very good for us.
Well, this for you must be quite a change from working in television.
Yeah.
Having your own business.
Yeah. I forgot to tell you too, I haven't been on television full time since like 2010. I did 6 years as a teacher. Actually, I just quit last year in May. I had a really good opportunity to work up on Lamar. So I was there from 2010 for about 6 years, six school years. So this is my third career while living in Sioux City. So I've been all over the place.
I guess you have.
Yeah.
How did you learn to make beer?
My wife and I started to make, we're big into gardening and cooking. So when we bought our house in, I think it was 2010, we planted 30 something fruit trees in our yard, and then we ended up buying an orchard the year later. So we have all this fruit. It's really hard to use all that fruit, to can it, preserve it. It's a lot easier to make alcohol from it, honestly. So that, I mean, that's ancient civilizations have been doing that too. The excess, it's got sugar in it, add some yeast. And so we started making wine first, not before we even started making beer. And then you can make good wine with things grown in Iowa, but you can make, I think, a lot better beer just because we don't have the grapes you get on the West Coast. There's only a few varieties that make like a nice red that can make it at our climate. So we transitioned to making beer, just home beer kits. That was about 7 years ago. And then you just kind of gradually become a little more obsessed with it. The beers, if you fail a few, and then you learn from your mistakes. And they keep getting better and better.
And in the universe of beer making, craft beers are, this is a really hot commodity.
Yeah, it is. When we opened in Sioux City, our first 6 months were, you know, right away, it was the first couple days were very successful, and then it got harder, just because Sioux City hasn't had a brewery for so long. There were a lot of really good supporters, but the first 6 months was real tough, just because after your initial success, people expect you to make an awesome product, you know, every single time. And it takes a little while to hone your craft on a, you know, larger brewing system. But I think we've kind of made it through that first year. We've started to be able to have more time to put into the business, because I quit a full-time job. I was doing two full-time jobs, the brewery and teaching last year. And it's really hard to devote yourself fully to a brewery if you have another job. So it's been a really nice change to devote to making craft beer this last year.
So how does this all happen? You're not open every day. You're open weekends.
We're I suppose, a lot like some of the bars in Sioux City or bar restaurants. They usually close 1 or 2 days a week. We set ourselves up to be open Wednesday through Sunday. When we first opened, we were only open Thursday through Saturday, just 3 days, just because had a full-time job, another full-time job, and it's just too hard to do that. So we've increased to 5 days of the week, so you have to have more of a staff, and but you get your regulars, and it kind of evens out the flow of traffic into your business. But it seemed to work pretty well for us.
How's your location working out for you?
I mean, you're obviously not in a high traffic foot area in Sioux City. That's either, everything's kind of moving over towards Pearl Street by the entertainment, the casino and the Tyson, or Fourth Street. We're in between, so that's obviously a little bit of a challenge. But we've kind of found that if you have something special, where you're a destination. Breweries have always been a destination. If you go to Des Moines, if you go to like Confluence, they have a bike path, but you can't bike all year in Confluence. They're kind of in an industrial area, kind of south of the city. You think, man, that's a terrible location, but they get packed quite often just because it is a destination, a place that people go. So we found that, of course, it's not the best. We're still in business. I'm full-time employed through the business. And if you make it through the second year successfully, you're probably going to be okay. So I've been happy with it.
And I think there's a great desire for people who live in Sioux City to have access to really good, high-quality beer.
It's probably a long time coming.
Yeah.
I feel like the core group of craft beer drinkers in Sioux City is very dedicated, and they've been drinking really, really good beer for a while just because you couldn't get it here. So when they buy beer, they buy the really good stuff. It's been a challenge to meet those levels of expectations. But we're kind of gradually getting there. And the group of people who's enjoying craft beer in Sioux City, it's growing too. But I think the niche market in Sioux City, it's still kind of a smaller group, but it is growing. If you go downtown on 4th Street, the places that have really good beer have increased. You can go to any bar and get really good craft beer. So that probably is a testament to what you're saying. It's a growing population. I think it started out kind of smaller a couple of years ago, and we're always kind of behind in Sioux City. It seems like food trends and craft drink, beer trends. But we get there. It just takes us a little while.
So let's talk about the beer itself. When you make you call it a batch?
Yeah. Batch. Make a batch of beer.
And when it's gone, it's gone. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So what kinds of things are you working on now? I assume there's trends and
yeah, it is a trendy business. I can think of a couple things that are really trendy in beer. Let's see. IPAs are always going to be, India Pale Ales are always going to be very popular just because people, they don't just drink one, they drink a couple or two or three beers. But the things that are trending right now really heavily are sour beers, which is fermented with something besides just regular yeast. And then you have barrel-aged beers, things that are infused with like coconut or vanilla, like kind of crazy ingredients, savory, sweet type of ingredients are becoming really popular. I don't know if they'll be around forever in extreme popularity, but they come in waves. We're kind of at the top of a wave of one of those with some of those ingredients. But sours made with fruit are really popular, and we use ingredients from our orchard for that. So you can't get a fresher fruit than the stuff you grow yourself. So that's kind of a niche that we're trying to capitalize on. We're planting more currants, blackberries, peaches, apricots. We already have some, but we're trying to capitalize on that trend that probably won't go away anytime soon.
And for people, I'm not really versed in beers, but if I have a beer, I want a beer that has flavor and texture. And mm-hmm. What I have noticed about your beers is they're very satisfying for me on that level, that they're really special.
Yeah, the commercially produced beers, they're easy to drink a lot of because they don't have as much texture. They're thinner, they're more watery, they're crisper finish. But like your taste buds suggest, craft beer, if it has a little bit more body, that just means a little more sugar, little more calories. You don't have to drink as many to get that satisfaction. Right. You can enjoy it and savor it. You can just drink one or even 10 ounces of a beer instead of a full pint, 16 ounces, and you can still be happy.
Have you ever had a disaster made a beer?
Especially. Yeah, I've had disaster. In terms of taste, we've only had to dump really, really two batches because it's all because of a microbiology thing. I don't have a microbiologist. It's me brewing, and I don't have time to always look under a microscope at yeast to see if it's alive. So we had a Hefeweizen that I had to dump down the drain. Just tried to repitch it too many times. You can reuse yeast several times. And then we had a batch of apple ale that the heating element got scalded, so it tastes like burned hair. So we dumped it. You don't want people to be drinking that kind of thing. But we've been very lucky. The beers that we've ruined have been the ones that aren't like super, super high alcohol and super expensive and time restraint to produce. We had one beer go down the drain. Literally, I was serving and I was taking the yeast out of the bottom of the fermenter. There's a tri-clamp, a valve in the bottom you open. And the yeast was coming out very slow. So somebody came up to the register and ordered something, and I forgot the valve was open. And the yeast eventually pushed through, and then the beer flowed through. I went back there, and the fermenter was empty, and all 70 gallons of beer went down the drain.
Oh, no.
That was about the biggest bonehead moment that I've had there. But it hasn't happened again.
And what are you hearing from your customers?
The customers are, I mean, they're excited. They're glad that we're doing it just because nobody else has done it since 2002. So they're very supportive. They're really excited about us starting to make those barrel-aged beers. You put beer in a whiskey barrel, and you got to sit in there for 6 months. So it takes a long time to get to the point to be able to afford to do that and buy the barrels. They're excited about the sours. They've told us, they weren't sure we were going to make it for a little while there in our first 6 months, just because the beers were good, but they maybe weren't meeting all their expectations, or I wasn't able to be there all the time to make sure the beer was finished before we served it or whatever. They're saying that the beers have gotten all really good, and they want more of it, want us to keep making it, so that's good.
About what percentage of your business are growlers?
Probably 15% or less. With a growler, once you open it, you have to drink it within 3 or 4 days, otherwise it'll start to get flat. They're somewhat perishable. If you don't open them, they can sit in your refrigerator for a month and still be carbonated. But once you open it, that's the glass is starting to, the sand in the glass is starting to go down.
So, Dave, what's ahead for Jackson Street Brewing?
What's ahead for us? Well, I know we're making good beer, but I always want to raise the bar and make better beer. Learn from people's feedback. I have to step outside my comfort zone in some cases. I was not a big fan of sours for a long time. I've started to actually really acquire a taste for them. I don't drink them in large quantity because they are so tart. A little does it for me. I can just have one and then I'm happy. We want to this summer have two sours on tap at all times. We have about 20 whiskey barrels filled with beer. You're talking thousands and thousands of dollars worth of beer that we'll be bottling, and we've already started to do that, and we've been successful with that. We'd eventually like to get a little bit more space in terms of our business so we can expand our bottling operation and our barrel aging of sour beers and regular beers. So we have lofty goals, but right now it's just me. I'm the only person who does anything with the beer. So I can only do so much we have two little kids at home. So we'll have to see if there's a point where we have to hire someone. That'd be great. We just haven't been able to afford that yet in terms of, financially and being a young business.
Well, I want to say congratulations for keeping it all going. It can't always be easy, but I think, as I said earlier, there's a real desire and appreciation in this community for
there
what
is.
You're doing. And, kudos to you for being so enterprising and entrepreneurial and bringing this to Sioux City. And I wish you the best. And sounds great. I'll have to check you out.
You'll have to come try one of our next sours is a mango.
Oh, summer. Sounds good.
I woke up thinking I couldn't sleep. I was just so excited about it.
Was that one of those 3 o'clock in the morning things?
4:30.
4:30.
Lately, it's that's good though. You know, when you quit getting up excited about ideas, and it's not worth it as much, but it's still very exciting.
Well, thank you for your time today, and I hope you'll come back. And
yeah, I'd be happy to bring a sample next time. Oh,
sure, on the alcohol-free campus, but that's okay.
Well, we have a root beer. There's no alcohol in
that
there.
That sounds good, too. Yeah. Well, thank you, Dave, and congratulations and all
thank
the best.
Thank you for having me on today.
You bet. We've been speaking with Dave Winslow from the Jackson Street Brewing Company, and I'm Gretchen Gondek. Thank you for tuning in for Food for Thought, and have a great weekend.